I mentioned we are at Lindsay Park, and Ben Hayes is with me out here. Ben, great to be back here at the stables before a huge day, a day that you and this stable have made their own Australian Cups in recent years, all coming to this barn.
Yeah, it's been a great day for the yard. The last 3 years it's been a very, very enjoyable Australia Cup day, so hopefully it can continue this week.
No doubt. We'll wander over to 50 Stars Box and have a chat about him. Just before we talk about that, Matty Stewart and I were discussing the decision to shut down the emergency department of the vets, and I know you've got your rower base, but the horses here at Flemington, will that have much of an effect for these horses if there is an emergency situation?
It will, because when we do have an emergency, we can go to Werribee and it's not too far away. And I think the closest other emergency place is Ballarat, which is 2 hours. So if you have a horse with colic and it needs emergency surgery, you have to put it on a float for 2 hours. It doesn't give the horse its best chance of surviving. So for us, that's probably the biggest issue.
Yeah, now, I think there'll be more to play out with that. Let's have a look at this boy, 50 Stars. You could not have him in better condition heading into defending his title in the Australian Cup. Can you compare him to this time 12 months ago?
I think they're very similar. The preps, at the start of the prep, we had a minor setback. It was just mucus and we weren't comfortable running. So he went to Sydney and we had 2 weeks into the blamey. I think it would have been ideal if we had 3 weeks. It might have been the difference between winning and losing in the blamey this prep. But he really ticked all the boxes for backing up. He's eaten up. He's very sound. He's acting like a two-year-old up the big track. Johnny Allen came in this morning, rode him like he did last year, said he gave him the exact same feel. So got a confident jockey. The stable's confident, and hopefully we get a bit of luck race day, and I'm sure he'll run a good race.
Is he an easy horse to train?
Lovely horse to train. He's got a great temperament for a stallion. He's very straightforward and does everything right. So he's one of the more favourite horses in the yard.
Owned by Jerry Ryan, of course, Jayco fame and his famous colours. And you mentioned that he's a stallion. Is there much talk about when he may begin stud duties? Because it'd be a sought-after stallion with his record.
He would. He's got a very good record. He's Group 1 placed over a mile, winner over 2,000. And I'm sure if he can add another Group 1 to his resume, there'll be more attraction. It's probably why he's still racing, though, because he's struggled at this stage to get any attraction. But he's obviously got a lot of ability, and I think he's got to be very hard to beat on Saturday.
Is it difficult to keep a stallion his age with their mind on the game and racing as consistently as he is?
Well, he's not a colty stallion. As you see here, he's lovely and relaxed. He's very quiet in his box. Never hear him calling out or have seen him colty. So he's not an issue. Horses like Asar, though, they're very colty, and that is an issue.
How do you see the Cup on Saturday? Big field, which has been different to some recent Australian Cups that we've seen. He's drawn a really nice gate. Where do you envisage he'll be?
Gate 3 on paper looks great.
Well, you're not happy.
I would have liked to draw 10, okay. 8, 10, because he's a horse that does enjoy his galloping room, but it's a minor thing. Johnny Allen will just need a bit of luck in running. I think from 3 he'll be able to settle a little bit closer instead of getting right back in the field. And normally with big fields, they do tend to stretch out a bit, and there is normally good tempo in Group 1 races. And on paper, with Holmesman and all those horses drawing out, I'm hoping there is good pace. So don't think he'll be an issue. We might need a little bit of luck at the top of the straight, but if he gets a clear running, he's got the runs on the board and the class to be able to win this race.
It looks an open edition of the Australian Cup. There's no short price superstars. Do you think he is the one to beat? And are you pretty confident if he does get the luck, he will win?
I think he's pretty similar to last year, and he went and won that race pretty impressively. If he can bring his spring form behind Arcadia Queen, I think that's good enough form to be able to win this race. I think if he wasn't in the race, it would be a very, very open race. And I think he has the class and ability to win. So the stable's very confident, but Group 1's are very hard to win, Michael, as you know.
Well, he's trying to follow in his stablemate's footsteps, Harlem, and go back-to-back in the Australian Cup. Can Harlem make it three in 4 years?
Look, he's a long time between wins, but I thought he raced really well during the spring. All his runs were very good. I thought his last start was probably one of his better lead-up runs into Australia Cup. I think 1 year he got beaten 17 lengths and then he came out and won the Australia Cup. So he normally needs that run, but it was a sit and sprint and they left him flat-footed. And then I thought his work over the last 75 metres was quite nice and encouraging, and Michael Walker was very positive about it as well. So I think in a more truer run race, where the tempo is genuine, you'll see him come to the fore.
What is it about the Australian Cup and Lindsay Park? I know David won cups. I think Tom's going for 5 and 7 years. Is he calling himself the new Cups King?
I think that's a hard mantle to take off the great Bart Cummings. But it's been a very lucky race for our stable. I think we've just been lucky. We've had the right horses and we've been able to produce them on the day to win this race. We've just, with Harlem won it 2 years in a row, then 50 stars, and they're both very good Group 1 class horses. And, we've been able to win. So it's a day I've enjoyed immensely the last couple of years.
Well, Stacey Bond, I think he went around in last year's Australian Cup. He's been racing well again. He just always is thereabouts. He comes through a hot futurity in what looks an easier race on Saturday. Can he win again?
Oh, look, I think he can. We've placed him easy because he's probably, every time we've run him at Group 1 level, is just below. Always runs good races. So, you know, he gets a big weight, but he is probably the class horse in the field. He was only beaten, I think it was two and a half lengths in the Group 1. So if he can convert that form to Saturday, 1,400 metres, he's drawn a nice barrier. And he should run a good competitive race like he always does.
The CUNY looks a very nice race for Personal, the Oaks winner. She got beat a long way by Zoo Dancer, but it was a pretty good return over the 1,400.
Yeah, and she went into that race off one trial, and we're expecting improvement. And she came through the race great, pulled up excellent. She's definitely tightened up. You'll see her in the yard tomorrow. She looks a little bit more fitter. Her gallops have been really good. She actually worked with Sosie Bond, final piece of work, and they finished on terms. And Sosie Bond's a pretty sharp worker. So for her to be able to finish with him, I think it's a good guide. And she'll obviously improve again into the prep, with her main aims being the Group 1s in Sydney.
Is she Oaks bound again? Or, yeah, she is, to try and go the double, the two stud Oaks?
Yeah, I think so. We'll head over to... what's the name?
The Viner.
Yes, and then the Oaks. I think it sets her up well. She gets him well in the weights on Saturday. So back on level weights against these fillies, hopefully she's a classier.
You sound confident.
Horse. I really like her. She's got the ability, and I have full faith in her.
Bella Nipotina backs up. Good run last week. It's a pretty strong race on Saturday.
It's a very strong race. I think Peter Moody's got his... nice horse that won impressively, but she was a very good run, I thought. Pikey was a little bit critical of himself when he came in, thought he might have went a bit early. Tom and I personally thought he rode her very well, so we're a bit shocked, but he doesn't make the same mistake twice, and that's what good jockeys do. And she's drawn a gate where she'll get a similar run and probably be following Peter Moody's horse. And she's been great all week. She worked excellent this morning. She's lovely in sound, and she's really tough horse, so I don't think the backup will be an issue.
With Ben Hayes, let's go for a bit of a walk, Ben. We're at the Flemington Lindsay Park Stables, walking through all the horses here. He's independent road. He's nodding at us. He ran a nice race yesterday at Sandown. Frederick the Dane, a bit of pressure here because your partner Grace is in this horse. Does she give you any training advice?
Occasionally. I was told off after his last run, I can assure you.
How are you enjoying the step up? Dad's over in Hong Kong and the team's been going really well.
We have. We've been very happy. We had a great spring, and the autumn has been good. We've had a lot of seconds again, but we're knocking on the door and the horses are running great. We're thrilled with the way they're going. We just need a bit of racing luck on our side.
You're telling me before, how many seconds?
51 metro seconds now, not counting though.
How do you split the horses? Because we've been up to Euroa, which is just horse heaven. How many horses, Sosie Bon, Harlem, are up there and then come down maybe the day before on race morning?
So we, with 50 Stars, he raced, so he stayed here. And I think we use this as a change of environment. We find horses, when they come down here, it stimulates them. If we keep them at the farm, sometimes they can get a bit on holiday mode, a bit relaxed, and we feel that moving them down here just stimulates them, brings them on, and just changes our environment for the prep as well, and keeps them happy and enthusiastic. So with horses like 50, that's, we send them down early and he gets that stimulus. Other horses like Sosie Bon, we find he likes the farm life a bit better, and we like to get him here the day before the race and then run. So just depending on the horses, we just make a decision whether we bring them down early. Obviously, if they're in the middle of a prep, they will sometimes stay here. If they're a horse that we have trouble with soundness or issues like that, we've got the facilities back at the farm, the uphill tracks, water walkers, swimming pools, to be able to keep them sound. So we might send them back as well. So it's a lot of little things you think about. Every horse is different, and you just go by the horse.
Well, you're certainly kicking goals yourself and Tom, and it could be a big day tomorrow. Is 50 on Saturday, 50 Stars your best or personal?
I think they're both very good chances. I think 50's run and the way he's backed up has been excellent, so I'd lean towards 50.
All right. You could be having more winners if your dad didn't keep taking horses off you, like Crosshaven as well.
Yeah, it's disappointing for the stable, but he was a really nice horse with good ability, but he is going to dad, so what can we do? Like, they offered really good money, yeah, and the owners accepted, so it's disappointing, but I think the owners had a nice little payday and they've had a really fun ride with the horse, so we've enjoyed having him and he'll be sorely missed, but I'll enjoy watching him in Hong Kong.
No doubt about that. Ben, it's been great to have a wander around the stables. Best of luck for you and Tom on Saturday with Harlem and also 50 Stars in the Australian Cup, and it sounds like we should just get on personal as well.
I hope so. Hopefully she's the class horse in that field and she can show that on Saturday.
Good on you, mate. Ben Hayes from Lindsay Park joining us here. We are live at Flemington. We'll take a break. On the other side of this, we'll have the trial files with Glenn Ingram, and we'll wander down to Saab Hassan's boxers, who is looking for the biggest day of his career, trying to win the Newmarket. But as we go to a break, let's relive 50 Stars' win in the Australian Cup last year.
Miss Siska joined by Regal Power, followed by Harlem, and 50 Stars runs on. Regal Power at the 100. 50 Stars is blasting home. Regal Power from 50 Stars, then Bound to Clear. 50 Stars over the top. 50 Stars won the Australian Cup. Regal Power second, Bound to Clear third, Harlem four.